Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container.
Our world is overflowing with savages.
Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter
savagery.
It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
All right, this could be a record for longest title for Savage or Sensible, but it requires a little explanation. Today's okay. Savage or Sensible, occupying a space. Could be a lot of different things. Bar stool, bathroom stall, parking space. That's directly next to someone, even though there's plenty of space further away that's available. We got onto this, Breeze, actually, based on your tennis league that consists of three people and that one person who only shows up if you talk smack about her on the radio.
So it's, yeah, it's a tough situation for sure, but we have been super consistent with it throughout the summer, except for that one person. And it's been fun. It's been a really nice, it's been a nice way to break up my week, go home, see my friends, see my parents.
Get some exercise, run around a little bit.
Yeah, around a little bit, even though we've played in 97 degree days, which hasn't been amazing. But nevertheless, a very fun time, and I'm really glad that we did it and stuck to it this entire summer. This last Wednesday, we went, played a nice game, hit the old ball around with the old racket.
Is that what you're saying? Is that how that works?
Yeah, that's great. And we get there, courts are empty. Awesome. A tennis player's dream, right? Especially us. We're loud and pretty. We're not great. We're not like amazing
balls
tennis players.
Balls flying all over the court.
Flying. Yeah. Flailing. And there's two courts in each cage. Cage, I like to call them. Whatever.
Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Like, yeah. Cage. Cage. So these other tennis players are bopping up. They're coming up the hill. I'm like, what up?
Is that, wow, that's what you're
saying? Give them the old tennis nod.
Is that a thing?
No, only I do that.
Okay. But,
and they looked at me like I was actually strange.
Yeah, you are. So
they're not
fair.
Wrong.
Yeah, fair. Good assessment.
And
good snap judgment.
These tennis players had the nerve to come on the court in our cage directly next to us.
Okay.
With no barrier whatsoever.
Okay.
Even though there was two other courts completely in a separate cage, could have had your own private space, but no, they come to our cage.
Okay.
Why?
Now, how, okay, we need to get some logistical issues out of the way here. How far would the walk have been to go to the other cage? That definitely is not the term, by the way. There's got to be another term for this. Set of courts. Can we call it different sets of courts?
Yeah, but I like to say the word cage to set the precedent that it's completely blocked off.
Okay.
Okay.
How far of a walk would it be to go to the other one? Because this could be chalked up to pure laziness if they just went to the closest one. We're even thinking went to the closest one.
Couple feet.
Okay. So
it's not going to be a heavy lift for them whatsoever.
It wouldn't have really been out of their way.
No.
Okay.
No. Not even remotely
Did
close.
You give a look? Could they tell by your body language that you were kind of like, what's the deal? Why are you so close to us?
They got the hint pretty quickly. And we've actually had, I don't know what's more savage. We've had people do this and come next to us and then end up leaving because we're just bothering them so much.
Sure. Yeah.
which, hey, see you later, Sally.
Bothering them by slamming balls onto their court on accident.
Whatever, we were there first.
Because you suck.
We were there first.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, my tennis game is way better than your golf game, though, and that's just a fact.
Probably. It's actually probably.
But, I mean, it's not the... You can't play the lazy card.
Okay.
Too close to play the lazy card.
Uh-huh.
Maybe they have separation issues.
I think that's what it was.
Maybe they wanted to be around humans. Huh. More humans.
So this is a very...
Maybe they wanted to be friends with us.
This is a very specific example, but I feel like, again, we can take the 30,000...
This can blanket.
The 30,000-foot view, because this happens so often in life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Think about, you know, the old days of sitting at a bar stool. You're at a bar. There's no one else there. It's just you. A look into my sad single days, by the way. And someone comes and sits right next to you. I've had that happen before. Literally right next to you. Every other stool is open right next to you. Like, all right, kind of an invasion of personal space. Don't you think?
You said this happens in the urinals?
This can be a thing. Sure. Yeah. There's a bunch of urinals that are open. Someone comes right next to you. I mean, this happens in the women's room, I'm sure, too, when it comes to the stalls, right? If there's like a lot of different stalls and there's a bunch that are open, do you have to use the one that's right next to you?
Well, I don't know if it really matters with the stalls, because that is the same as like the cage analogy.
I don't know.
Different cage.
I think it depends.
I mean, it's not like they're sticking their hand under there.
I think it depends what's going on over there.
What?
If it's going to get aggressive, then maybe get a little space away.
Don't like the scene from White Chicks?
Sure. I was going to go Bridesmaids, but that too.
Oh, well, they're essentially the same scene.
Right, exactly. So there's that. I mean, think of even like parking spaces, right? Where there's so many around that are wide open and the person parks directly next to you.
Why, if you are one of these people, mm-hmm. The question is, what do you get out of that?
Uh-huh.
Why do you do that? Is it a separation thing? Because if it is, we'll chalk it up to that and we'll move on.
I really think it comes down to the lazy factor of it's probably also the closest for them. Like, who goes, like,
I mean, of course you would take that angle, because that's top of mind for you all the time.
But I think it's true. I think it's true. I think, what other motivation would there be?
I don't know, Corey.
The only thing I can think of, like, from the parking lot aspect of it, is the person that parks way far away because they think their car is really nice, and you want to park next to them to be a jerk, which would also be savage, by the way.
No one wants to hit your car. My roommate does this My roommate does this all the time. Like, yeah. He'll park four blocks away.
Uh-huh.
This is my new car. I'm like, no one's touching your car.
So if you want to jump in on this, if you want to vote, Savage or Sensible, got some comments rolling on through on our Facebook page right now. You can go vote there. The poll is up at 98pxy.com. You were asking why anyone would vote Sensible on this. Ryan wrote, Sensible, worry about yourself.
What? I am worrying about myself. You're in my bubble. You're in my space. If anything, I'm worrying about myself more than anyone, any other person in this equation.
I think we need to take some things into consideration. I think we need
to take... I'm not trying to get sued for nailing you in the back of the head because you're an idiot and you chose to come next to me and my friends who aren't that great at tennis.
I think, do we need to explore this view from the current... this is very anti-social distancing behavior to literally be right next to people, right? So I think now more people would say this is savage than they would have before.
The savage senses are heightened right now,
mm-hmm.
but even before a pandemic, still savage.
Yeah.
It just takes it up to the next level.
It's way less
considering where we are right now.
Before, because it's still, there's no rule, there's no law.
It's an unwritten, unspoken rule.
I mean, you can do what you want. It's free country. If you want to park next to someone, even though there's 9,000 spaces around, you can. There's nothing stopping you.
I just don't.
Checking in, saying, I feel this one is circumstantial. During these times, occupying a stool right next to someone is savage. I think the tennis court situation is savage as well. As for the bathroom and parking lot, it's sensible. If I gotta go, I'm taking the nearest stall. Okay. So, there's a little wiggle room here.
Circumstantial.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rachel commenting, ugh, this just made me cringe. Savage. Mm-hmm. Even thinking about it. Text coming through. I think this one puts it in perspective perfectly at 585-222-9800. Savage. I tell my 130-pound dog there's other furniture to sit on, but she chooses my lap. I love her, though. This is definitely a total dog move. Dogs are oblivious to personal space, and this is 100% something they do.
I think I figured it out.
What's that?
The people that do this,
mm-hmm.
that pull this move,
yeah.
were dogs in their past life.
Oh, is that it?
It only makes sense.
It's the only thing that makes sense.
Think about it.
This texter, Savage, I don't want to hear someone in the stall next to me. If I can see your feet moving and hear you wipe, you were too close. Also says, I suck at tennis too, and I would be annoyed if someone was at the court next to me if it was wide open. That's tennis etiquette. You move over at least a whole court's length. And then another person chiming in with the bathroom scenario is especially savage. Everyone needs their space.
So yeah, unless you want a ball to keep rolling in your space and screw up your game, go for it, I guess. If you want to hear someone doing their business next door.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, very circumstantial, all about intent. I'm still going Savage 100%. If you don't have another option, if you don't have another option and that's bottom of the barrel, last place for you to go, I'm not going to say
gotta do what you gotta
can't
do.
Play
sure,
tennis.
Sure, sure.
Who am I to say that?
But maybe Bree, someone listening now didn't even realize. Maybe this kind of going through life, just you know, in their own little world, not thinking about it, and now they're going to be more trying to be more perceptive. It's possible, right? Yeah. Let's grab this 222-9800.
Hi, this is Ashley calling from Gate.
Hey, Ashley, what's going on?
I'm calling about the Savage or Sensible.
Sure. Yeah.
What do you think?
What do you got?
Okay. Now, hear me out.
Sure.
I'm gonna say Sensible.
Oh.
And only because I have been in public restrooms before where there are only like 4 or 5 stalls.
Yeah.
And like the one next to the other person is the only one that is acceptable for me to go into.
Okay. That's fair.
As upsetting as it is for me to be as close to that person, I'm not going to go in a cruddy stall.
Sure.
Ash, you have no choice. We don't blame you for that. You have no choice. Yeah, and it's very circumstantial when it comes to situations that you find yourself in.
That is a great point. By the way, how much of an inspection do you do? Is it like a quick little look? Like, yeah, that seems clean. Or are you like really getting in there?
Oh, no. The fact that I'm even in there, I'm in an emergency state. Like, I evaluate.
Gotcha. Bring up the magnifying glass. You got the black light. You're ready to roll.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's serious.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I will. You know, there's exceptions to every rule. That certainly does make sense. Do you do you say anything at that point to the person that's next to you? Like, others are just really
gross. You're doing like Morse code on the side of the stall.
We should have a signal. This should be socially acceptable to express that. Like, sorry, didn't really want to sit next to you either, but the other ones are just super gross. Sorry.
Okay, Ash.
I totally agree.
What's your take on, maybe not the tennis court example, but bar stools?
Oh, that's savage. Like, that's so savage. Mm. I'm there for some space, too. So, read the room.
Pop off. Yeah. know your audience.
No doubt, for sure. All right, Ashley, thanks for the phone call this morning. Thank you for listening.
Thanks, guys.
Right, have a great week.
Bye-bye. Bye. Let's go to the poll. Yeah, you should be. Let's go to the poll. 98pxy.com. Savage or Sensible. Occupying a space. Examples. Bar stools. Bathroom stalls. Parking spaces. Tennis courts. That's directly next to someone, even though there's plenty of space further away that's available. 85% of the people voting say
savagery.
It is a savage move.
Makes sense.
I think we've done some good today.
We have.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
Finally. We've done some good. Thank God.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.